The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So to say a few words about the practice, one of the functions of meditation is to quiet the inner voices enough, the inner thinking we have, even the ones that are almost subliminal, that carry with them all kinds of ideas about who we are and who we aren't. All kinds of ideas that limit ourselves, that put us into categories, put us in like this kind of person, I'm that kind of person, or I should have done that, I shouldn't have done that. And there's all these ideas. Some of them are internalized from our society, internalized by other people, how other people treat us. Some of them are, who knows where they're from, why we think the way we do. But to quiet those voices, quiet those ideas, those orientations, those beliefs we have about who we are, and as those get quieter, the alternative that begins happening is that we begin feeling like we're whole. We can begin feeling there's nothing wrong with us. And this idea that there's nothing wrong with us, that's not a mistake to have that idea. You might immediately come up with all the reasons, you know, really, you don't know my life, and let me tell you all the ways I'm wrong, Gil. But it's a self, in that experience of the voices getting quiet and all those beliefs becoming quiet, in that space, there's nothing that tells you that you're wrong. There's nothing that operates that way. And it's okay to dip into that kind of sense of wholeness. It's okay to breathe and be alive without operating on the beliefs that something is wrong with me, or I have to be a different kind of person, or whatever it might be. And so I call the place we can drop into a sense of wholeness, where we become a whole, who we are, not divided, not cut off from parts of ourselves, not thinking that something is missing, and then to be able to sit quietly. It doesn't have to be that quiet. It's just quiet enough so we don't believe the voices that do start bubbling up. So, oh, look at that. You're invited too, you can say, rather than saying it's wrong or something. Just, oh, it's okay. I'm whole with you. And just invite it in and just kind of don't take it so seriously. And, you know, rather than dismissing or feeling something wrong with you because you believe something's wrong with you, then it's going to be hopeless very quickly. Just like, oh, okay. And so part of the function of meditation is to become calm. Many people associate with that, with becoming calm. But it isn't just to become calm. When you're calm, see if then you can find a greater sense of wholeness. That place where you're not operating under those voices that something is wrong with you. And what is that like? To breathe and be present like that. So maybe during the walking meditation, the sitting we have a little while, maybe if you're interested, that can be the orientation. Walk as if there's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong, no problem here. Just come back and sit if there's no problem, nothing's wrong with you. And if you're sitting at the next sitting, meditating, and you suddenly cough, oh no, I'm coughing in a silent room, something's wrong with me. Nope. I'm just coughing. That's whole too. No need to kind of add on layers on top of it. So may you be whole this morning or appreciate that even if you don't feel that way, maybe appreciate that there's a way that it's really true. Thank you.